WITFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, Lord God of our fathers, O not thy God in the heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that there is none able to withstand thee? Or not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? In Jesus Christ's holy, holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in that true hiding place. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to the few of you this morning that in following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you've tuned in. For the sons of God are truly led by the Spirit of God. If you're not following the leading of the Holy Spirit, then the Bible says you're not a son of God, you're none of his. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful season it is. I was just mentioning just moments ago that the Lord has pressed upon us that this is the beginning of that season where the Bible says for everything under the heaven, there's a season and a time. This is the first day of the beginning of those whom has been warring against the bride of Christ. The Bible says they'll fight against you, but they won't prevail. All of those that have been fighting, warring against the bride of Christ, doing their evil, thinking it was hid. Now is the season, as of today, they began to reap what they have sowed. The only problem is, since they're not Bible readers and have touched this anointing, for some of them, it will be fatal. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, oh, hallelujah, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with us today. The Holy Spirit will make another attempt. Another attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and allow you to come and rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, this is where the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to open your eyes, enabling you to see. Acts chapter 1, verse 1, and it says, the former treatises have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, been seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore was come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Oh, praise be to his holy name, this same Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said that was taken up. This same Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to return again and get us out of here. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. You know, that's truly something about that name, Jesus. For truly with me, it's the sweetest name, oh yes, that I know. The Bible tells us that after Jesus' resurrection, instead of ascending straight to heaven, he kind of hung around 40 days. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the disciples and all the people that loved him, they knew the Romans had killed him. His body had been taken down from the cross and sealed up in that borrowed tomb. They were filled with fear. Many, many went into hiding. They believed Jesus was their only hope, and now their only hope was gone. But they had forgotten that he said unto Satan's sons, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. And it was through their hope, that Jesus being their hope, that all of their hope was gone. But oh Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. But when Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection, their lives would change. Oh, the greatest comeback, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of all times, a miracle. Jesus Christ was alive. I can only imagine, I'm smiling right now. I can only imagine that just moments ago they were sad and broken. They was without hope for Jesus, whom they had trusted and believed and he was dead, and they knew that now there was nobody to stand up for him. And then all of a sudden, oh Jesus, there he was, risen, alive again, with a new body. Oh glory, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that during those 40 days, he appeared to various groups of disciples, proven beyond doubt to them that he had been raised from the dead by the power of God. The Bible tells us that, you know, and after two decades later, the Bible tells us Apostle Paul said that Jesus appeared to more than 500 brothers at the same time. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. The Bible tells us that Jesus really stayed on earth to teach his disciples and prepare them for the task of telling the world about Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. The question the Holy Spirit is asking you this morning is, your faith in the risen Christ? Are you seeking to share his message of salvation with others? Is he now your hope? Is all your life tied up in Christ? Are you seeking to please him? Or are you trying to please yourself? Jesus also showed them by hanging around that obedience has a great reward. We all know that there was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane where he was troubled, the Bible tells us, and his sweat became as blood as he asked the Father to take this cup from me. But he said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. You see, the Father's plan for Jesus was him to go to the cross and die. This was God's plan for Jesus. And when he did all that he was called to do, and that work was finished, the Bible says God gave him a new life, and we know he also gave him a new body. Oh, hallelujah. See, Jesus was obedient to the Father. He was obedient to the Father's will. And we are to do like unto the same. And what did the Father tell us to do? Well, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5 gives us the answer. Our Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him, the messenger. Hear ye him, God's messenger. Hear ye him, God's Son. And if we are obedient to the Son, then he will grant us eternal life and a new body as well. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Now, what did the Son tell us to do? Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 gives us the answer to that question. Jesus said to them all. You see that word all? The Holy Spirit used the word all because he's referring to everybody, the whole world. Jesus said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Jesus also told us in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he's speaking to the saved, the bride of Christ, those that hear his voice. The Bible says his sheep hear his voice. And the Bible says his sheep follow him. For a stranger, it says, they will not follow. Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 19th verse, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. See, we just heard Jesus' instructions to the bride of Christ. Are you moving in that command? Are you doing that which he told you to do? Many claim to be blessed and highly favored. My question is, are you doing what the Lord say do? Then you might be